The grace of a happy death. This used to be a regularly voiced Catholic petition. Saint Joseph, the patron of quietly, peacefully slipping away in the hands of Jesus and Mary. If the concept of a happy death hits us as strange or even maybe repulsive, as in, I'm not ready to think about all of that, prayer might be all the more needed. Prayer, and today, reflection on what we see in this liturgy. There's the image of Joseph dying in bed, but look at the happy deaths in today's Mass. Moses dies looking out at, but never inside, the promised land. Our Lord Jesus, as we remember every day, dies as a capital criminal, crucified on that hill just outside of Jerusalem. St. Maximilian Kolbe trades his death for the life of a fellow prisoner, the last of the 10 to die for a prison escapee who turned up after the punishment was offered, injected when starvation didn't act quickly enough in that dirty little Auschwitz cell. I've been to that prison camp, an hour or so from Krakow, a relic preserved by the Soviets to show the Nazi evil and deflect away from their own some. There's never been a more spiritual place in the world that I've stepped into. The suffering of it all, the pain of it all, making a happy death like Maximilian's, he's said to have sung and prayed aloud throughout his final torture, all the more fascinating of it all. We might die in bed or just on the other side of a long-pursued dream or on an abandoned hill or alone amid pain. But any happiness in death refers to not where we are physically or even at times emotionally, but where we force our eyes to look toward Jesus, Mary, God. If we know we will train our eyes in this way, if we know almost reflectively, I'll be looking in that direction, the details can be supplied later. The freedom of that can be experienced in some way now. The grace of a happy death is our reflection today, the fruit that we seek to take from this altar this morning.